Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Ever feel like life throws curveballs? Seriously, sometimes it feels like we're navigating an obstacle course designed by a mischievous gremlin who loves making things complicated. But let's be real, loss is one of those biggest, most gut-wrenching curveballs life can throw our way. We all experience loss at some point, the loss of a loved one, a job, a relationship, even a cherished dream. And it can hit us like a ton of bricks, leaving us feeling completely lost and heartbroken. But here's the thing. Grief isn't something we need to avoid or suppress. It's a natural human response to pain, and acknowledging it is the first step towards healing. So today, on Mental Fortitude Daily, we're diving into coping with loss and grief in a healthy way. Because hey, life might throw those curveballs, but we don't have to swing and miss. We can learn to navigate them with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of mental fortitude. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, accept your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they're not there. Let yourself cry, scream, rant, write whatever helps you process the emotions swirling inside. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. Second, find healthy ways to express your grief. This could mean talking to a therapist, joining a support group, writing in a journal, or simply spending time in nature. Find what works for you and allows you to release those pent-up emotions. Third, remember that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. Everyone processes loss differently. What worked for someone else may not work for you, and that's perfectly fine. Don't compare your grief journey to anyone else's. It's yours, and it deserves to be honored in its own unique way. Fourth, take care of yourself physically and emotionally. Grief can be exhausting, both mentally and physically. Make sure you're eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and moving your body. Even a short walk can make a difference. And finally, be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. There will be good days and bad days. Some days, you might feel like you've made progress, while other days, it might feel like you're stuck. Remember to celebrate the small victories and be kind to yourself throughout the process. You know that feeling when you finally get a chance to relax after a crazy week? Imagine losing your beloved pet, your furry companion who always greeted you with wagging tail and unconditional love. The emptiness in your home, the silence where their playful barks used to be, can be crushing. It's like losing a part of your family. You might feel like your world has completely shifted on its axis. Grief can hit you like a tidal wave, leaving you feeling lost and overwhelmed. But remember, it's okay to feel all those things, the sadness, the anger, the longing. Allow yourself to grieve in your own way. Talk about your pet with loved ones who understand, look through photos, write a journal entry remembering their funny quirks, whatever helps you honor their memory and process your emotions. And remember, you're not alone. Millions of people experience pet loss each year. Reaching out to friends, family, or even online support groups can help ease the burden. Sharing your story and connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly comforting. So today's key takeaways. Accept your feelings. Find healthy ways to express them. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to grieve. Take care of yourself and be patient with yourself. Remember, healing takes time and it's okay to not be okay. Be kind to yourself, lean on your support system, and allow yourself the space to grieve in your own unique way. You got this. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might need a little extra mental fortitude today. It only takes a minute to spread some positivity, and let's face it, the world could use a little more of that, right? Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.